somebody had an unfortunate tweet that I didn't get to read earlier in the show. They said that Irish reporter that Trump hit on looked like Ivanka Trump. And I was like,
come on.
And is Miss Fair and Balanced today. She's like, no, that's too far. Don't say she looks like Ivanka Trump.
The thing that happened in Venezuela.
The thing that happened in Venezuela is not a coup, okay?
But it wasn't a freaking coup.
We don't know who did this cyber attack, okay? And shouldn't do speculation on it. And maybe that chicken, that woman in Australia.
I just want to maintain the quality of our program.
Bless your heart. Yeah. Bless your journalist heart. Okay. Anyways, so I had a doctor's appointment today. We live in a free country and we're number one in healthcare. And we don't have to wait in line like those socialists. So I had to wait 2 months to get it. Okay?
Why?
Because they're like, oh, you want a general physician. First of all, I'm in the UCLA system, okay? Mm-hmm. And because we live in LA, there's only a couple systems. I'm in the UCLA system. And so they're like, if you go in the first place, they just give you the residents. And so they keep, and the residents say, look, UCLA residents, I'm sure, are smart, capable people, like a real doctor, but whatever, okay? No, I'm really not, I would have been fine with a resident. I'm not that picky, okay?
Yep.
But the problem was that they kept rotating the residents because they're residents. So every time I went in, I'd have a new doctor. Uh-huh. So I'm like, this is crazy. Finally, I asked for a doctor that I could see regularly. And they're like, oh, okay. And so this is my new doctor that I'm going to see regularly. They're like, but you haven't seen him before. And let me look at the list here. Yeah, I've got one on June 28th. Today's 28th, right? Mm-hmm. And I got it in like April or May or beginning of May or something like that. I waited 2 freaking months for a checkup.
Okay, I have many questions.
I haven't even gotten to the problem yet.
I know. Okay, so just real quick, what type of health insurance do you have? Don't name the company, but is it HMO, PPO?
HMO.
Oh, okay.
Then, I think.
Okay, then I can't help you. I don't know.
Then you can't.
Yeah, because PPO is a little different, right? PPO, I feel like you have a little more flexibility regarding like where you can go. And I feel really lucky because I found my, primary care physician years ago, mm-hmm. Even before we had health insurance. So I would like pay out of pocket to see her just for like the annual checkup and blood tests and all that, right? But the great thing is she and her sister share a practice and she's a general practitioner, whereas her sister is a dermatologist. 2 birds with 1 stone. So like I love to go to her. She's my favorite.
Random.
I know. Anyway, but I don't know why you don't have the PPO. You have the option, so go for the PPO. Anyway, moving on.
No, everybody has that debate. It's not settled. If it was settled, everybody would have the PPO.
I mean, it's settled for me because
because you have rando twin doctors that you really want to see. And so, of course, you're going to go PPO because they're not going to be in your system.
No, but the best thing about the PPO thing is you don't have to go to a primary care physician if you have like a foot problem and then get a referral to a foot doctor. Like you can just go straight to the foot doctor. Like that for me is huge, right? I don't wanna fucking go see 3-4 doctors. I just wanna go to the one doctor who's a specialist and not have to deal with the bullshit. But anyway,
I couldn't find a foot doctor of my life to pass.
I know. You have like life maintenance problems.
I do.
Yeah. But anyway, continue.
Anyway, I couldn't find a specialist doctor if my life depended on it, even if my life depended on it. Okay. Anyway, so, okay, finally I get the appointment, I get there. Let me be fair. I was 4 minutes late. Okay, I was going to say 3, but I think I was 4 minutes late. And then getting processed took another, apparently, I didn't know, but took another 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Now, how many times have you gone to the doctor's office and they make you wait for a couple hours, right? Like all the fucking time. Now, it's gotten a little bit better lately in my experience, but like there was a stretch there in like from 2 years ago back to 10 years, like whatever. There was like, I would go and I would wait and wait and wait and wait. So anyway, so this one time I'm late. So okay, whatevs, right? So a nurse comes in and yells at me. She didn't yell, but she was like, you're 7 minutes late. So this is no longer a physical. okay? We're paring it down to a consultation or something like that. I was like,
what?
What? I waited 2 months for this fucking appointment. I don't even know what a consultation is. What do you mean it's not a physical anymore? Okay? And but we're number one. We're number one in healthcare. No, we're not. No, we're not. And so, and then they go through the rigmarole, and that pissed me off, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of stewing in it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know me, in real life, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. Yeah. But like, there is a line, and when you get to that line, next thing you know, I'm making videos from outside the terminal.
Yeah.
Right? So and then the doctor, the nurses do what they do. They take my blood pressure, whatever, right? And then the doctor isn't coming in. And he's not coming in. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go out there and find the nurse and be like, the doctor's late. It's back to a physical, okay? And I'd like it to be an hour physical. And if he's any later, I'm gonna move it to a 2 hour physical, okay? So I was literally going to do that. Uh-huh. So and then the whole thing would have been canceled. They would ask me to leave the building, and then I'd get another appointment with another doctor 2 months from then. But I was still like on the precipice. And I even put a time limit. I'm like, if he's not here by 45 after, I'm going out there and telling the nurse that I'm extending it and we're gonna go further. And I'm like, go to 45, go to 45. And at 44, the doctor came in. I was like, all right, fuck it. Okay. So I didn't blow it up.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So
good.
First, let's pause there. So that's the, then I'll tell you what the doctor did. But am I wrong? Did I overreact?
First of all, no. I don't think you overreact. In fact, you didn't react at all, which is kind of amazing. Because
I was snippy. I reacted a little bit. I was like,
good. I'm glad you reacted a little bit because they deserve some reaction. That's not cool, right? Here's the thing. I feel like if I were in your position, and I've done this before, I would just leave, right? I don't have an hour to wait at the doctor's office. If you're gonna make me do an appointment and then you're not going to honor that appointment, which by the way was 2 months out, then I'm not, you know, you can go ahead and overcharge someone else's insurance. I'm gonna go somewhere else. And I know that that sounds like strong words and like, oh, it's really hard to find a doctor, blah, blah, blah. There are resources, and I feel like I want to help you, and I'll talk to you off camera about what you can do and find and how you can find a better doctor who will honor your appointment, and you don't have to wait. But for everyone, look, there's this really great resource. I'm not paid to promote this. Obviously, I didn't know ahead of time that we were even going to talk about this, but I found this great resource called ZocDoc, ZocDoc, and it's an app. And I just stumbled upon it one day when I was having like some back problems and I needed to see a specialist, and I was researching like, how do I find the right doctor for me? And it's great because it has a listing of doctors in your area, specialists, primary care physicians, and they have reviews of those doctors. So you can kind of tell like, is this doctor gonna honor the appointment time or is he gonna be a dick? Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's a great resource, and I've booked appointments with specialists on that app. And you also put your insurance information in it, and it will scan doctors who take your insurance. So I'll help you out and you'll find a better doctor. Don't go back there. Fuck that. I would not deal with that.
So you have, you know, you spend more time dealing with doctors. So you've done due diligence, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Me, I ain't got time for due diligence. Like, if I walk out of that doctor's office, I'm gone, man. My checkup's delayed at least 2 months, but I'd be lucky to get back on the phone and dial them up, wait through three different holds for them to find me a new doctor, which half the time they won't.
Yeah.
Right? And then go call the doctor and then get an appointment several months later. I can't. Yeah. I can't. Right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, and by the way, the nurse was like, she was like, you were late, so we're doing this. I was like, I was 3 minutes late. She's like, no, seven.
Jesus. Oh my God. Okay.
All right. Anyway, so the doctor comes in. He's fine. You know, I knew that, like, he didn't do the full physical, okay? Mm-hmm. But I was going to ask, you know me, the thing I was going to do is, No, I'm gonna take my time and ask you every question I have. Mm-hmm. So buckle up. Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't wanna check the heartbeat? No problem.
He didn't check your heart?
No. Okay. they did blood pressure. And I don't know, does that include the heartbeat when I don't know. Anyway, they didn't do the cough and he didn't like check anything on my body, mm-hmm. okay? And I'm like, okay, that's fine, but I'm not letting you go until I asked every question I have, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So we got into how often you should do screenings, what you should do the screenings for, yada yada, mm-hmm. etc. So I got my money's worth. I'm okay. And now this is not on the doctor, but I'm going to tell you, mm-hmm. because it happens every time. So some of you already know it's coming. So he did the same thing, which is, your blood pressure is really good. With like the scrunched face, like, I don't get it. Because you're obviously way too fat to be in physical shape, good physical shape. But he's like, no, you're really fit. The unsaid part is, which is really weird. Okay. And then he went into it, man. Yeah. Like, and doctors these days, they do. They're trying to look out for you. Again, I'm not hating on that. But he's like, okay, we can do medication for how fat you are. Or let's start thinking about surgery.
What gastric bypass surgery?
Yeah, so it's not like that anymore. And it's like less invasive. But yeah, they reduce the size of your stomach. And I'm like, uh-huh. man. And I'm like, wait. Didn't you just say that the very few readings that you guys took were, he said literally perfect, okay? Mm-hmm. But they're like, no man, if you are overweight, we are gonna fucking go to work on your ass, right?
Right, well look, it's great that your blood pressure is awesome. But by the way, there are plenty of people who are overweight and everything else is perfectly fine. Like, you mm-hmm. know, their cholesterol's fine, all of that's fine. But you never know, like you need to do like a blood test, you need to fast and do the blood test and make sure everything else is okay, you know what I'm saying?
No, I ordered up the cholesterol tests, mm-hmm. the liver tests, I ordered up those, the ones that you're allowed to have, because some you're not allowed to have.
Really?
Yeah, some kinds of cancer is like too expensive to test for mm-hmm. Regularly or whatever, and mm-hmm. you have to have symptoms before they test you for it. But no. I want the checkup. I'm not like, oh, blood pressure is good. We're done here, right? Yeah. I'm not cocky like that. Especially because being overweight does lead to a whole host of other problems. And even if you're healthy today, it could lead to stuff quicker later, right?
Right.
So it sometimes is a ticking time bomb, and the doctors don't tell you that because they're trying to be mean to you. They're trying to help you and get better, right? So I understand that. I don't take offense at it. It's just funny every time that they're surprised that I'm healthy.
Yeah.
And so they have to like, he asked me like 12 questions, as every doctor does, to try to figure out the mystery of why I'm healthy. And then he figured it out. He's like, oh, you exercise a lot. Okay, that's really good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here's apparently a rule of thumb. I didn't know this. By the way, they change these rules of thumb every day. So for whatever it's worth. 120 minutes of exercise per week. So if you do like 4 days at 30 minutes,
yeah,
good, great,
yeah.
Or 3 days at 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that's rock and roll. And I'm like, yeah, I do that.
Nice.
So I walked out with this. I'm like, look, I do have to get the weight under control. It's okay because I'm going to get ripped.
Yeah, you're on it.
I'm on it. I am not on it. You know what happened? And at old school, I was tracking it. Uh-huh. And you remember how I went down a little bit? I was like a monstrous 256. And then I went down to like 249.
Yeah.
Then I think like 247 maybe even. And people are like, oh, you're making progress, right? Mm-hmm. Wrong, not making progress. Weighed in this morning at 260. Okay. Now, it's not fair, fully clothed, and they made me hold their stupid pad while I was on the scale, and I had just had breakfast. So I really, really hope that's my absolute peak oil. Okay. I'm going to get ripped. But even if I don't, what I walked out thinking was, well, the exercise clearly did not make me skinnier, but it at least bought me the ability to eat food that I love and not be in disastrous health shape.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
True.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, I mean, I think people underestimate the like mental health benefits from working out. I noticed that like if I work out in the morning, I can pretty much handle anything, right? Mm-hmm. If I haven't worked out in a while, like the stress really starts to build up and I like get super salty. So everyone's different. So the extent to which it's going to help you obviously is going to vary, but for me it's a big deal. By the way, just real quick, just since we're talking about weight, there's, you know, look, the standards of what's deemed attractive or acceptable for women changes, right? And so there are phases where super skinny is considered like desirable. There are phases when, you know, being super skinny is not considered hot, whatever it is, right? So when I was growing up, it was all about like super skinny models, right? And so I grew up thinking I was pretty much overweight until fairly recently when I got into shape. And I'm healthy, like I work out, I eat healthy, all of that. And so for the first time ever, I'm pretty comfortable with my body. And it's interesting because whenever I'm on social media, or even when I'm reading articles about like health, they just keep telling me that like I have an undesirable body. And it's amazing.
Why?
Yeah, okay. So there's this like trend right now of like super muscular, strong, you know, CrossFit type women.
And agree like to disagree.
Okay, so look, I don't want to be, I'm not saying anything negative about that body type. I think that it takes a lot of work to get there. And if anyone feels comfortable with that body type, do you, boo. Like no judgment whatsoever. But I hate like seeing these like Men's Health. Men's fucking Health, by the way. I don't know why they had this article. Men's Health had this article about this one Australian girl, woman who is like a fitness model, right? And so the whole point of the article is cardio sucks. It's all about lifting weights, right? Mm-hmm. Look at this amazing transformation by Julia Schmo, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I wanna see this amazing transformation. So the first picture was from when she did a lot of cardio and she looks like me, you know? Mm-hmm. Like she's fit, but she's like slender. And she's not like, you know, she's not ripped, but she's slender and she looks good. Anyway, her new picture though is her doing mostly weights and maybe once a week doing some cardio. And she's like super, super, super muscular. And like, let's keep it real, like super voluptuous too. Like she's significantly curvy, right? Like much curvier. And so it's like, that's hot, but you skinny girls are not hot. You guys need to lift weights. And you need to have like super gigantic, but I don't want to have super gigantic muscles.
No.
Like I just want to be me and I want to run. I don't want to lift weights. I don't want to lift any fucking weights.
No, don't do that.
Right?
You do you, Koo. Okay.
So. I am going to do me. But okay. Like I'm just saying, like I just don't want to see those comparisons anymore because it's like this constant messaging of you suck. You finally feel comfortable with your body. You suck.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, we gotta go soon because I'm really hungry. I'm not even kidding. Mm-hmm. Not at all kidding. And I have a Xiao Xiao chocolate cream pie upstairs in the fridge.
Haas actually just ate it.
I will fucking murder him.
I'm kidding.
Okay, anyway. That shit got real for a second there. Okay, you know, the one time I get cranky is when I'm hungry.
And if someone ate your food.
Oh my God, they will bleed out. Anyway, they lose some weight, all right. Okay. Anyways, so real quick, guys, on all that stuff. And he suggested a nutritionist for me. And I'm like, I already went to a nutritionist. But you know what? Nutritionists disagree all the time. One says don't eat carbs. The other one says that's unsustainable. One says, you know, eat the things you like, but eat small. The other one says, no, don't eat that shit. That'll kill you. Only eat broccoli, right? It's like endless. It's endless. And then just when you get into good shape, they go, sorry, we changed the rules on you. Now you have to have muscles. If you had the muscles, they would change the rules on you. Go, no, that's really, guys don't like that anymore. You have to go back to being skinny.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? I can't unmuscle. Right?
Yeah.
So, right.
You believe me, it's possible to unmuscle. People
okay.
do it all the time.
Anyway, I wouldn't know because you know. So, just like be moderation, be reasonable. I know the third diet works. I did it before. You know, we talked about it before. I just got to go back to doing it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a thing that I got to get straight in my head. And you know, I'm not going to be fine. Let's keep it real, right? Like, in the sense that, and I told the doctor this, I'm like, I'm not going to 180. It's just not happening, right? Mm-hmm. So sad day, that ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that I if I can get back to 220, I will be so fucking psyched, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then if hopefully I'm healthy at 220 with a lot of exercise, then and we try to roll it on in, right? Mm-hmm. And if it turns out I'm not and I need to do drastic things, well, then that's a sad day for me, and I had a good ride while it lasted in terms of eating the food that I like. So don't buy into any fucking hype. And I have politically incorrect thoughts on men's health, which we shouldn't get into.
Okay.
Like the dudes who are buying it, what do you like buying it for? I don't get it. Like there's something that's attracting you about that magazine. Anyway, we're not getting into it. We're not getting into
it. You just did, but okay.
I don't know. I didn't say anything. Did I say anything? I didn't say anything. Okay. I just inquired. Okay. So part of the reason, normally when they go to, so last thing, okay, when they go to weigh me normally at the checkup, I'm like, wait, hold on, dog, let's be cool. I'll take out my wallet, my cell phone.
Take off your shoes.
Take off my shoes, yeah, right? I'm gonna take off my watch. They're like, they always look at me like, it doesn't matter, let's just move it, right? You're now 7.5 minutes late. Anyway, so this time I was like, no. I even was like, no. I would have put the pad down for sure. What am I holding this extra pad for? You nuts, right? That's not even part of me. But I held it because I was like, I'm going peak oil. Okay. And after this peak oil, I'm going down. So then it'll say on the records 260. And the next time the doctor will be like, oh, you went from 260 to 240. You're making great progress. Meanwhile, I'm a 5'9 dude at 240. That's my way of tricking the doctor. Let's hope tricking nature works as well. Anyway, all right, guys, much love. We'll see you tomorrow.